a few months.
You said we knocked out all sharding.
This is roll 100. This is roll 210. Slate 201 continued. Camera A. A.
Keep them. I still got a pin, but I'll send some copies of these down to Apple. Add it to your library. By the way, you are likely to be home tomorrow evening watching television.
Why? What's on?
The Rolf Harris Show, Vera Lynn's on, singing Good Night.
Oh, is she doing that? Recording?
Record's out today.
I thought she'd done From Up the Hill.
B-side.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's very good.
We put them back to back.
So be tomorrow nice night. She gets a hit with that.
Well,
Vera Lynn's out there.
Well, Donald Peer's in the chart.
Thank you, my dear.
And Vera's done. She wait till you hear the way she does it. Beautiful. And you watch. It sounds a bit like, you know, True Love, that kind of feel, yeah. And it makes it very commercial. Whereas Ringo
did it like
that.
Do you still send me those records? The cover version?
What?
Are you still sending me cover versions?
Should be,
we haven't
yes.
gone off the Conley version.
Well, I'll check.
Obla D by Arthur Conley, it's the big, that'll be the big yeah. American one.
Oh, yes, it's, I think it's about number 61 or 51,
it,
really.
Oh,
you know, like Wonderful's number 50
oh, it's
in the album.
50 now.
Yeah, it's about 100.
He came in at 79.
50, yeah. 50 or 51. I saw the film. Well, it could have been a lot better.
But it never. But
the music, some of the music comes over beautifully.
In the film, it would have been better if it had been 2 years ago. But
yeah.
It just never. It tries to get to a lot of places, but never gets to any.
Well, you know, in some respects, it feels a bit old hand. In other respects, it just moves a bit too slowly, and the humour is not fast enough coming in. But
there's some bits, I mean, I saw it so many times, that there's bits that you can only get after about, you know, after seeing it a lot of times. It's just little things that happen which are funnier than the things
yeah.
that were supposed
yes.
to be funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you what I was thinking,
if you've seen it, yeah, I felt that the guy was right. Of a
caricature.
Who's for cigarettes? George? Who smokes? Any non-smokers? John? Well, they're all smokers, eaters. I've had quite a bit of trouble with my rolls, you know. It's been going back a number of times.
Yeah.
You know, it was rather disappointing from that point of view, but they're marvellous for service.
Which model have you got?
I've got the Silver Shadow, the four-door, the standard one. Scylla's got the Mulliner.
Is that the new low? She's got a
Yeah, no, she changed that. Oh. She's got the
Rolls. Oh, is that
Rolls,
yours outside, a blue one?
The blue one, yeah. And Scylla's got the Mulliner drophead coupe.
There was a nice one in Jack Barclay's. Apparently it was Mrs. Woolworth's. Green. It was a bit like
that
your
terrible
mini.
Green.
Yes, I hated it.
Have you seen the
bright?
Yeah.
Have you seen the bright yellow one? There's a couple of bright yellow ones.
There's one
ones
outside
there.
Some hotel in Park Lane with Arabic.
That's right. Yeah, I've seen that one. We saw it out at Kensington a couple of weeks ago. Hell of a colour.
Mm, it's great.
Yeah. But, you know, they're very good on service, and I chuck it in for a few days and they put the things right. But it's a fantastic, beautiful performance. It really is.
I tried one of those, and the Cadillac Eldorado. But the Cadillac was like a Ford Anglia.
That's right.
You know, when you look at it, it's all this plastic bostic.
Yeah. Yeah, a load of bull all over the place. Mind you, mechanically,
and even the
I
wood
think
it in it is like wallpaper. It's
203 sync, camera A.
I can't stand the brakes on American cars. Oh, they're killers.
There's power brakes.
Yeah, but you know, they fade on you. You know, they snatch when you first put them on, and then they die on you. You know. I think they're murder. I nearly killed. You know, you remember I had the Buick Skylark? And I nearly killed myself in that. Slammed the brakes on. They were there for about 3 seconds, and then no brakes. I nearly piled in the back of a lorry.
Vera Lynn's done Goodnight and Fool on the Hill.
Yeah, Fool on the Hill's on the, well, I say B-side, but I think it's going to be a double-sider. And we set it for release.
Vera Lynn.
We set it for release in the States. It's already set for release in the States. She's doing it on the Rolf Harris show tomorrow night. You home? You watching?
Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
I might be.
Rolf Harris. She's a guest on it.
They got a great sleeve on
their album. We've got some TVs lined up for. We've got another one for in about 2-3 weeks time. TV,
it's just like
The Ronnie Corbett show. And
it's
I think she's doing, and I believe she's doing the Simon D show. And she's in Manchester week after next. She's filming an insert for Granada for TV. So
it's just this pink.
Is she one of your artists?
No, Stephen's producing the record. She's an EMI artist.
Yeah.
And we have some territories, sir. We have some territories to enable us to release the records. France, Italy, America, Sweden. And then EMI puts them out in other places.
Okay, should we start?
Yeah.